Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are once again live down here in the Bear Cave Studios for another episode of OTBS on that bullshit. With me, your host, Freddy Loso, with my co-host, Big E Mafia.
Yo, what's going on? Yo, listen, this is a very special post-Valentine's Day episode. Yo, introduce your lady first, bro, then I'm gonna go.
We have the first ladies of OTBS, my beautiful wife, Mari Laosa. I didn't know how you wanted to be brought in, but Mari Laosa right here.
Hello.
Sorry. I guess it's my turn. This is my wife. Just to let you guys know, those mail-in order bride websites do work. Got her with a coupon for a nice solid $59.99.
Sure.
This is my wife, Brianna Burns Quinones. A lot of people know her as is work because she doesn't claim me for some reason.
The
I don't know
whole
why.
Government. You went all in. So,
hey, listen, it is
hi,
what it is.
Hi, everyone.
We are here special
yes.
So post-Valentine's Day episode, post-Super Bowl. We can start off with that before we get into our lovely couples episode.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs did it again. These mother flowers did it again. I want to start it off with the best part of the Super Bowl for me. Was the Dunkin's commercial.
The Dunkin's commercial won the Super Bowl for me.
Hilarious. The best one. It's the Boston Massacre. Like, that was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
We're starting with commercials. Okay.
Best part of the night, man.
Okay. Now, if we go on commercials, I got to go controversial, man, because I saw one commercial that was just kind of like...
Oh, geez. We starting already.
Bro, I mean, listen.
It would not be us if it wasn't.
It wouldn't be a show if I didn't bring it up. I mean, yo, that Bible commercial.
That was...
Wow.
Oh, the Jesus gets us all or whatever.
Wow, right? I mean...
is right.
That's all I got.
Yeah. You know, so I'm gonna push past that. That was my commercial that just stood out to me. But you know, what you gonna do? What else happened at the Super Bowl besides? I mean, the commercials to me was just kind of like,
is it me or us? Like, we talked about this that night. Movie trailers, right? They're throwing out movie trailers and it's, okay, here's this movie that's coming out. But if you want to see the trailer, here's the website. Go watch the trailer. Like, isn't the point of the commercial to watch the trailer, not to go to another website to watch the trailer? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't understand that too much. Like, they had the whole Deadpool trailer before the whole Super Bowl. And it was like, just like you said, it was like, oh, if you want to see it, go to YouTube and watch it online. Or, I don't know. It was just a lot of weird stuff going on. And you know, Beyonce had her Verizon commercial, which I didn't realize that Beyonce was turning into a whole white woman right before our very eyes. I mean, I don't know if you guys caught that. Yo, she was in a commercial, and then Jennifer Aniston was in the next commercial, and they looked like twins. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
I agree. Yeah,
she
I did
looks,
notice that.
Caucasian, right?
Very Caucasian, yes.
Right, then she just woke up from a nap. She still has no idea why she's sitting here right now. So you're going to have to give her a minute.
She's a supportive wife. I appreciate you being here, Brie.
Yeah,
don't worry. I spiked her drink, so.
The real show is going to start soon.
I love this woman. I love her so much. Now, as far as the game goes, though, how did you feel about the game?
It was very reminiscent to the Super Bowl where the Falcons blew it in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like to me. Shanahan went away from the run where he had it, and McCaffrey was getting 6 to 8 yards every play. And then the whole second half till almost the fourth quarter, you stopped running the ball. It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at all. And then it showed in the second half where they lost that 10-point lead and you gave Mahomes too much time. He came back and shut it down.
Listen, the 49ers fucked up, and they fucked up big time, and I think they knew that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was the same old shit with the Super Bowl and the Chiefs, and you just watching them do what they do every game, and Taylor Swift up in the stands, and now Ice Spice is a part of the fray, I guess.
For some reason.
Right. For some reason, Ice Spice is now in Taylor Swift's crew, I guess. I don't understand it, but I'm tired of talking about the Chiefs, bro. I'm so sick of them. And until the Bills beat them in the playoffs, I think we're going to have to deal with them for a long time. It's been so bad now that my family hates the Chiefs as well. And we're just tired of seeing them. But what you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you okay? She's going to wake up at some point.
A woman of many words.
Let's talk about the halftime show, though.
Oh, which part?
All of it. I loved the halftime show.
Killed it.
I loved it. I enjoyed everything about it. I wish it was twice as long. I mean.
Pause.
No pause.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Disrespectful.
Anywho.
But yeah, Usher killed it. We were internally dancing just like Usher doing the whole thing. Our youngest was going to town.
Yeah, he had no idea about Usher, but he had a blast.
Yeah.
So I got a question. What did you guys feel about him hugging up on Alicia Keys during that performance? Did you know?
I think they would have made a really cute couple.
Oh, you're going that route.
I'm just saying. I saw that people were like talking to, Swiss Beats is her husband?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cool with that or whatever? I'm like, they're performers. It's what they do. That song, My Boo, is like iconic. So I wanted all the energy. I would have been upset if they played it.
I don't know. I got a question. Babe, would you have gotten on that stage and let him grab up on you like that?
I'm performing. That's my job.
You know, as sharply as she's put that, I'm kind of inclined to agree, right? Because let me tell you something. If she worked at fucking Pizza Hut and I went to her job and some dude was hugging up on her like that, it'd be a problem.
That's not part of the job. I'm there to make pizzas. She's there to perform.
Yes.
It's different.
Okay. Listen.
And she makes way more money there than I would at Pizza Hut.
That part.
That's true.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What does money have to? I don't think money has anything to do with it. I mean, granted, she's Alicia Keys. They did have the song together. I'm okay with the performance and the way they performed. I just think people were making too big of a deal of it. I think she did a good job with her singing. And, you know, I know a lot of people are complaining about her voice cracking and all of that other stuff, which is like most of the people performing are the same people that work at Wendy's and McDonald's that forget to put your napkins in your bag when you're at the drive-thru. So how dare you fucking judging this woman on her singing anyway. But I think I did enjoy the performance, and I think they did a great job. And it kind of made me want to go see him perform in Vegas. I hate to say it, but if he's doing that at the halftime show, imagine what his full concert is like. You know, I'm not trying to fanboy over Usher over here, but the dude's fucking performing in roller skates.
Yeah.
He learned to do that for Vegas.
See, that's...
That's part of his show.
Because I know my ass is not getting on no roller skates doing none of that shit.
I pulled a muscle watching him on roller skates.
I'd pay to see that, though.
Like,
you perform in roller skates? We may have to do an episode like that. Just you rolling around your studio in roller skates? I feel like the OTBS Mafia is yearning for that.
Listen, if people are willing to start a GoFundMe now for the amount of time that I'm gonna miss from work, hopping on a pair of roller skates, I'm all for it. But that shit is not happening. That part of my life is over. I can't even walk on a snowy surface without busting my ass. So skates are not happening.
Snowy, I think. Wet. You don't have to be snowy.
No, fuck that. Just you should see me walking up our walkway. It's a tragedy. When it rains outside, I can't even get in my own house. You're talking about some damn roller skates. Man, please.
You looking like Usher in the My Way video?
Oh, man. So listen, bro. I don't know. But, you know, it was good. I'm looking forward to the next football season starting. And, you know, I enjoyed watching the Super Bowl. I know I said last week that I had no intentions on watching it. But I wasn't disappointed. It was a good game. The shit went into overtime. Can't complain, bro. It was a really good game. Did you guys enjoy the game? Like, I know you sat there and watched it with me, but, like, did you guys enjoy watching the game?
I did. It was a good game up until, you know,
the usual.
What happened in overtime. But I liked watching it. Yeah. I wouldn't have been mad if I were somebody in the crowd that bought tickets and with the Usher halftime show. Like, I would have been like, you know what? That was worth it. They all did their thing.
Yeah.
Overall, it was a good game. It was a nail biter. I enjoyed it. I didn't care about either one of the teams, but I was still invested.
Yeah. Hopefully next year our team will finally make it back to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to prolong that conversation anymore because it's so fucking depressing.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
How would y'all, being that y'all are diehard Bills fans, watch the Super Bowl if the Bills were in it? I feel like Elijah would be shut down here, lights out, watching, quiet, shut up, no food, don't feed me, leave me alone.
That sounds about right.
I would be a hot mess. I would be locked in 150%.
Yeah, all of that.
Don't ask me
all of that
questions, nothing like, hey, what happened? No.
All of that eating sandwiches and buffalo wings and mozzarella sticks and all that shit, man, you can miss me with all of that because I need to see. Listen, me and Fred sat there and watched that game. We had eaten before, and me and him probably said four words to each other for that whole game when me and him were sitting in here watching. I don't think I'm going to be a comfortable person to be around if my team is in the Super Bowl. Like, you've seen me here when...
You can come to my house, Bree.
Yeah,
we'll watch it together, and we'll leave them too.
Yep. Listen, I mean, you know, that day, I love you, but it's just too much invested.
But remember that too. I love you too, and I need you to get it together.
What do you mean, get it together?
If times when they don't win, you like fall apart.
All right, you're going too far. I don't fall apart. I just get depressed because I'm invested in my team.
It's the emotional investment that we have in this.
Like, babe, exactly. Like, you bake, right? Imagine you spend 12 hours baking something and you pull it out and it tastes like crap.
You mean something that I've put my money into, my time into. You literally sit there and watch these people who are still going to make millions of dollars at the end of the day lose.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. That, though. Like, yeah. She said lose a little bit too.
She like, said it with her chest.
You said it way too confidently. I'm going to need you to bring it back to like the beginning of the show, Bree, where you were kind of like shut down and still waking up. I'm going to need you to...
Y'all wanted me to wake up, so here I am.
That's what I need, right?
Yeah, babe, why don't you take a shot? Don't worry, I didn't Bill Cosby it.
Not yet.
Not yet. You know what I'm saying? It's still early.
It's I got the pudding pops.
Listen, that's not the name it's going by tonight. That's going to be for another night.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, Dave, I love you.
So Valentine's Day has come and gone. Are you guys big Valentine's Day celebrators. Like, you know, a lot of people have different ways they celebrate Valentine's Day. Some people just treat it like another day. Some couples do the whole weekend away, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How are you guys with Valentine's Day?
Babe, you're the woman of the relationship. I'll let you go first.
Well, Elijah's still living here, so it went well, everyone.
He's alive, so.
Elijah did find a way to show me that he was thinking about me. Candies on the steering wheel when I got in the car, flowers to work, you know, that kind of stuff. It was nice.
Come on, man. I'll let you, boy. I mean, as far as Valentine's Day goes with us, we don't celebrate it as big as our anniversary.
Which one?
We have two anniversaries that we celebrate. I'm not sure how many other people do this who are in a relationship. We celebrate the anniversary that we actually got together, which is March 16, 2010. And then we celebrate our marriage anniversary, August 7, 2014. I almost fucked that package up.
Yeah. Right after she clapped
just,
for you.
Yeah, I almost fucked that up just now. But those 2 days we celebrate a little bit more than Valentine's Day, but you still kind of got to do something on Valentine's Day. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't always knocking them out the park with her as far as Valentine's Day because she just didn't seem like she cared about it that much. So, you know, we had a couple Valentine's Days.
I'm going to tell you, I've never had a Valentine. I was never that teenager with a Valentine. Elijah was my first Valentine. Our first Valentine's together, he got me nothing.
Hold on. Time out. To be fair, we got together in March. Okay? We got together in March. Valentine's Day was February, so I...
No. I'm talking about the year after.
Listen, nobody got a time to be talking about the past, all right?
So 11 months in of dating, that Valentine's Day, he got you nothing?
Nothing.
Damn, Marty, you picked a hell of a time to interject it.
I'm just saying.
It's about time to pour another drink right
now. Listen, I was going to give you a pass if it was like you guys were talking and we didn't make it official till March, like that Valentine's Day, but the whole... almost whole year. Damn.
No, mind you, our first date was on February 4th and we got together March 16th. I didn't hear from this man on Valentine's Day that day either.
Wow.
So then the next year we're actually together. I did a whole basket full of his favorite snacks and I got nothing.
So what we're learning here today is it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish, right? It's all about learning from your mistakes and progressing through life. That's what that's the lesson in what she's trying to teach you guys, right? Listen,
got it.
You know, we all fuck up. Listen, she's no saint. You know how many gifts I've gotten her that she's returned?
One.
No, it's not. It was one. Way more than one.
One.
She's lying.
One.
So how about you guys?
I'm just saying you're trying to deflect off of you fumbling Valentine's Day twice. It doesn't matter how many gifts she returns.
It was just the once. It was just the one.
It was twice.
It was the
unofficially
one
and then officially one. So it was twice. Nice try, though. You allergic to Valentine's Day, bro?
Not anymore.
So is it like seafood then, where you weren't allergic?
You just don't like it.
You
listen.
Asking for a friend.
You know, this is turning into a different kind of episode. This is just now we just off the rails. First of all, everyone, I am allergic to seafood. I have doctor's notes that can clarify this. All right. I am severely allergic to seafood. Don't listen to what you see and hear from these people on the panel here. Have I ever eaten seafood since we've been together?
No.
It doesn't mean
and it...
That's not what an allergy is. But whatever. You know, it's none of my business. I'm just saying, if you don't like it, just say you don't like it and don't make up that you have an allergy.
All right, babe. That's it. Go get a can of tuna fish right now. This is going to be a real show. Now the shit is going to turn up here. You want to see special effects like you've never fucking seen?
No, fuck just Marvel. Explain. Go get a what can is, of salmon. What is your allergy? Like, what's your reaction? Is it hives, itchy throat?
Yes.
Anaphylaxis? Yes,
I get hives and my body will not tolerate it. Like, I can't even digest it.
You get the shits?
No, because it doesn't go that far.
So you throw up?
Yes. And I, like, vomit crazy.
He's a puker, I'll say that. But I've never seen you eat seafood.
I still don't believe it.
Listen, just like, you know how some, like, for example, how some women, they're like, listen, you know, it's not my thing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Please,
please
know
tell
I mean.
Us more about.
So seafood isn't your thing. That's what you're saying.
No, because I can't tolerate it. I can't tolerate eating seafood.
I feel
seafood.
Like you're dancing. You're dancing around it. You are it's fine now. Right. You are totally ushering.
This is the third shot that
y'all
I'm having.
Y'all turn.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys do for Valentine's Day?
We're not big Valentine's Day people.
Mm-mm.
I'm not crazy about it, but there's like a little part of me that I want him to try. Like, I don't let him completely off the hook. Like, send me flowers. I like chocolate covered strawberries. I'm all about the snacks, more so than any other romantic gesture. This year we had lunch and we came home and we took a nap while Noah was in school. And yeah, it was a great day.
And what did you, bro, what did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got, so Valentine's Day, we don't usually get gifts or anything like that. Like, we'll go out, we'll get, you know, I usually get her chocolate covered strawberries and stuff like that. The stuff she likes. This year, we went out to lunch and...
Look at the way she's looking at me.
I had a couple drinks.
What did you get is the question. What did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got the love of my life is what I got. That's what I got. Obviously. But for me, it was dope. Like, I really appreciated it because, like, we had a couple drinks, you know, alone time as a couple. And we just had deep conversations at the lunch.
It table. Was actually really nice to not have a kid around during a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mom, can I use your phone? Can I watch? You know, like, there was none of that. We were able to go wherever we wanted, depending on what we wanted to eat. I'm kind of salty that I chose Italian because we can get chicken tenders at any Italian spot. I wish we would have done something a little bit more adventurous, but just being able to sit and talk and not have interruptions, or, you know, you have to use code words because you can't be talking around the kids and stuff like that. It was a good time.
And the conversation got, like, super deep.
Yeah.
Like, that normally you can't do with the kids around. I thought I had a blast. We came home and then we just knocked out.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, it was great. Great Valentine's Day.
And to answer your question, he got a chocolate heart for Valentine's Day.
I did get a chocolate heart. Reese's football tin chocolate heart.
Memorable, as you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
How big was it?
Pause.
Hey, yo.
That's none of your business, sir.
I know we're on camera, but chill, bro. The ladies are there.
But, I mean, you know what? This further proves my point, and not that there's anything wrong with it. Valentine's Day is for females. It's for the females. It's not for men. And I've always thought that, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like, I think it's more of a, you know, I think you guys deserve to be appreciated, and I think it's more so for women than it is for men. Do you not agree?
I think it's a couple's holiday. That you, like, you know, prove your love to each other, or if you're having those moments, like, the kids are around, then you rekindle the...
No, but, you know, like I was saying, like, even since I was a kid, like, when you go to school, who gets the most stuff for Valentine's Day? It's always the girls in class.
No, I got nothing. Never had a Valentine.
for most girls that I knew in high school, I didn't know her in high school. I'm sorry, I wasn't there. I can't account for that. And come to think of it, I wasn't getting girl stuff in Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day in high school.
You stuttering a lot, bro.
You are.
You don't normally do you this are. On the show. It's the drink.
Yo, listen. It's shout out to this 1800 tequila, way better than the Casamigos. But what I'm saying is, even like growing up, when I was in high school, I didn't see girls giving boys things on Valentine's Day. I always saw girls getting things on Valentine's Day. So as I was growing up, I never really saw men getting reciprocated on Valentine's Day. I know my father, he got married on Valentine's Day, so it was always like a thing. But I never saw men getting anything on Valentine's Day. And I told you that, right? So, I mean, you know, like, she got me a card that was fucking hilarious. And she got me a game, and she got me some candy. And I was surprised. I was thoroughly surprised. But, you know, it was cool. It was cool. I don't agree with that thing that, you know, a girl just giving sex on Valentine's Day is like a gift. Like, what do you guys think about that?
I hate that.
That's okay.
It's not a gift. It doesn't
I'm glad you said it.
Substitute.
It's a cop out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all I got.
I mean, if it's not a pay week, then you got to take what you could get. And that's all I got to offer.
What do you want?
Shit is that?
I'm just saying. I agree with you, though. I'm not a fan.
Am I going to be mad that you're going to give me something on a holiday that I should be getting anyway?
No.
I was going to say, you didn't know.
Yeah, no. What kind of shit is that? Like, that's...
So then you're kind of saying that you do want something from me to you on Valentine's Day. That's not that.
No, I'm not... What I'm saying is, let's just call it what it is. Let's just call Valentine's Day the woman's holiday. We get one a year. We get Father's Day. That's it. After that, everything else is for women and children. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, we gotta get ourselves things. That's why whenever I get the chance, I buy myself stuff. And
what are you saying?
I don't know. Fred, save me, bro. Help me! Nigga!
I need the tag. Tag me.
Got you, bro. I got you. What's here, man? No, Valentine's
Day. No, you tagged him in. Get yourself out of trouble.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Valentine's Day, we threw it up on our social media. The Sports Frenzy Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Sports Frenzy Pod on Twitter. We threw out a question. The question was, please hold as I pull it up. Probably should have done this earlier, but we're live.
We're not perfect.
So I shot it out there. Hit us up with your best Valentine's Day questions. Relationship questions, couples questions, whatever the case may be. One of the comments we got was, why is it so hard to trust and respect in relationships these centuries? Maybe centuries wasn't the right phrase. I don't know, but
I think they meant days, these days.
Nowadays. Autocorrect. We'll chalk it up to autocorrect.
Okay.
But why do you guys think it's hard to respect nowadays in relationships?
You want to go first on this one?
I don't agree with that. And I'm going to say, being that we have phones and all these kinds of devices nowadays, I think it's harder to cheat. I don't know. I don't agree with that. I don't find it hard to respect our relationship and not cheat. Is that the question?
Wait, was the question about cheating or just blatant respect for each other?
I think it was just respect.
He has to pull it up again. Please hold.
Say that
why
again.
Why is it hard to trust and respect in relationships?
Oh, so why is it so hard to trust and respect in relationship nowadays? Not just necessarily the cheating aspect.
I don't think it's hard to not trust and respect the relationship nowadays.
So,
is that fraud?
So the other day, me and her got into a conversation, and I know this is like a big thing now with, you know, all these movements going on, especially like with the relationship aspect. I kind of think it's just a matter of each person in the relationship knowing what their role is. And like, boom, like you see how she got that look on her face, right? And again, this is the conversation that we had. I'm okay when it comes to like certain roles in a relationship, right? If I'm not home and I'm at work all day and it just so happens that, you know, she has to take the trash out or something, you know, is gonna happen, right? Like that's just common sense. But there's no excuse that if I'm the man of the house, like I shouldn't be taking out the trash, I shouldn't be doing certain things. And I'm okay with that. And this is the point that I brought up to her. How do you think it would look if we're laying in bed in the middle of the night and someone is breaking into the house and I wake up and I go, babe, somebody broke in. Go see what's going on.
Go ahead.
How do you think that would play? Like, what do you think would happen after that?
She'd be the man in the house.
She'd be the man. I'm so glad you said that. She'd be the man of the house, period. There's no, and I wouldn't even wake up and go, babe, hey, let's go see what's going on. Even that to me is like nah, what the fuck are we talking about here? No, you go secure the children and I'm going to go handle what's going on. Maybe call 911. That might help too, right? And you see how like we can agree, like there's no issue with that. I don't think that that's the only role where we should play man and woman in the house. And I think that's kind of where people are getting misconstrued, and that's why relationships are so, like, I don't know now. Like, let's just, how about you be the woman and I'll be the man, and let's make it work. And whatever I'm slacking on, you pick up, and whatever you slacking on, I'll pick up. Like, I don't see what the problem is.
I feel like you just made a Temptation song right now.
This guy.
Right? Just saying. I got roles that I gotta play.
This guy.
I mean, you know, that's just... I think that's just what it is. I really think that it's this new age of... You got a bunch of soft dudes out here now. Pause. Like, you got a lot of dudes who just, they don't want to step up to the plate. And on the flip side, you got this new, like, and I don't even know where this term came from. It shit sounds crazy to me, this alpha woman phrase. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, are you like Xena the Warrior Princess Alpha? Are you Wonder Woman flying through the sky, fucking up 20 dudes? Just, I don't know what that means.
But did that phrase come because we have a lot of soft dudes out there nowadays and you just have to take that role because they're not trying to?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both. And I don't know. Listen, if I was a woman, would I want some lame-ass motherfucker leading me? No, I wouldn't. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think that's really just what it is. When the right man finds the right woman, they succeed. But I think a lot of times they just get into situations that they don't need to be in. I don't know. Do you guys agree? Do you think different?
I do agree with you. I do agree. I think when I think about that, I understood that question a little bit different than you guys did. Because I think the only way that it could be hard to trust or what was the other part of that?
Respect.
Mm-hmm. In a relationship, I think it comes down to like if you fully healed before your relationship, so you're ready for the relationship. You know what I mean? Because I think like a lot of times we there's like an aversion to sitting with your hurt and admitting like how much somebody else really hurt you or traumatized you or whatever. So we seek distractions, and it's often in a new relationship, somebody to take your mind off your ex, whatever the case is. But if you've never really healed from everything that transpired, then like the saying goes, like you bleed on somebody who didn't cut you. Like, I think that's where the whole trouble trusting comes into play. If you aren't fully like done healing and growing from the past and ready for a new relationship.
Oh, that was good. I couldn't agree more with that. Like, I agree with your point, E, where you said, like, we got a lot of soft dudes, pause. And a lot of dudes aren't taking that alpha, head of household, head of relationship role. Like, they're passing it off. And they're good with just sitting back and letting somebody else do the work, as opposed to being the head of the relationship or being the head of the household or whatever the case may be, being the alpha dog. Got a lot of betas and a lot of guys who just sit back and don't want that. Would rather be pampered or, you know.
I think it's a cultural thing too, because I noticed too, like in my experience, the men are coddled. You serve your man first. You iron his clothes. You're here to serve him. And what it does is creates a bunch of men who aren't self-sufficient. You know what I mean? So speaking to the point about the alpha woman, like I've never heard that term, but I feel like a lot of women are forced to be alphas. Like I know from my experience as a single mom, like before we got together, I was alpha. Like I had to do it all. I had to take care of everything. There was nobody else that I could tag in to back me up. And even in the early part of our relationship, I was going to say our career. In the early part of our relationship, like it took years for me to let him. Like I was just so used to doing and like handling and making sure stuff got done, things got paid, the kid was taken care of and everything was good. It wasn't until about, I would say maybe like 5 years in, that I would like let him just handle it, like now that I had a partner.
And I definitely agree. And I can see that. And I do see what you're saying about like the men being coddled and stuff like that. But I will say this to that. I feel like there are times, like when I come home, I just don't have it. Like my energy is just not there. And I'm so grateful to the times that she's like, she gets it and she just picks up the slack. Like those times that I come home with 20% and she can pick up the rest of the 80. And don't get me wrong, it's more often than not, especially now with as much as I'm working. But as long as you can even that playing field, like, don't get me wrong, there's times that I know that she's like, babe, like, I need you to kind of help me because I'm at the brink with, like, the parenting shit and the, you know, all of this other stuff. And I'm like, all right, I got to pick up the pace a little more. So, you know what, let me take care of the kids and you go out and chill and do what you got to do.
Or nap.
Listen, don't underestimate a good fucking nap. That's
are important.
They're critical.
That should have changed your whole fucking life, right? But I think that's really the cusp. It's like, it's communication. You got to talk to each other. Like, you have to let each other know, like, listen, I don't got it today. Whether it be with energy, whether it be financially, like, listen, I don't got it. And don't get me wrong, I still have my faults. Like, there's still times that I fail to communicate, and I know that's a big thing with her. You see her rolling her eyes, right? Like, it's communication is like a huge deal in relationships. You got to talk to each other. You got to work it out, because at the end of the day, like, this is my life partner.
Communication and comprehension.
I'm glad you said that.
Because it's not just communication. You could communicate as well as you want, but if that person's not comprehending, then it's like talking to a wall.
Mm. It sure is.
But now let me ask you a question. Shouldn't you know ahead of time, like when I say ahead of time, I mean like prior to marriage, as to whether or not that person can comprehend what you're saying?
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say.
No?
No, I think, no, I don't think so. Because I think we're ever evolving. Like, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. So my ability to gauge his ability to comprehend stuff is not what it is now. and I'm not the person that I was then. So like my needs are different. You know what I mean? It's always changing.
Mm-hmm. You just have to meet me. With me growing, I expect you to grow with me.
Boom.
Okay.
Because our problems are gonna get bigger. So I need you to understand what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, I can get that. But I mean, like, at a base level, do you feel like, all right, I can deal with this person and I can grow with this person? Like, if, I don't know, I'm just going to use you guys as an example. Let's say you got with a guy and he's just very like, I'm not doing nothing but going to work and coming home.
He's not for me.
It's not going to work.
That's it. That's not going to work. But, and that's, I think that's what you had back, you know, back in the day. You just had, like, the guys that you were talking about, like, they had the women that just stayed home and they ironed and they cooked and they did all that stuff. And shout out to them because they made the relationship work. Those are the couples that were married for 70 years and shit like that, you know? But I think now in this day and age, it's kind of like you have to talk a little bit more. You know, and I know as men, like I say this a bunch on the show, like as men, it's very hard to communicate. It's very hard to talk and like.
Why?
Because you're never taught how to do that.
You're always taught as a kid to. As growing up as a boy, it's like, hey, you don't cry. You don't do this. Mm-hmm. You keep your emotions to yourself. You kind of like roll with the punches and you keep it moving.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I think that there's a certain level to that that still holds true, and I think that there's a certain aspect to that that is still valid to this day. Like I'll tell Mason, it's okay to let your emotions go, but don't do it in front of the person that
caused it.
Did it to you.
Yep.
Right. Because once they see you reacting, they got you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I said, listen, you mad? Go in your room and let it out. That's it. And when you come out the room, just be how you were. But we were never really taught that growing up. It's kind of just like you going by experience, and you are never really taught how to keep your emotions in check and deal with depression. Like men don't know how to. Not to say that anybody really does, but men don't know how to deal with depression or deal with heartbreak. You never taught how to deal with that stuff.
You know who taught me about heartbreak? Boys to Men. Boys to Men taught me about heartbreak. Wow. End of the Road was my go-to jam.
I can't even
begin to express to you how many times I listened to that song growing up.
Crying in the shower,
singing in the shower.
Outside the car window on a rainy day.
Singing all the deep parts.
Damn, bro. Damn, man. But you know what? That's another key part of life is music. How many fucking situations has music gotten you through? Whether you be angry about something, sad about something. And yo, you put on the right kind of music. That should take you.
Music is the hero with no cape.
Yo,
music got me through. Let me tell you.
Yo, Marty, what was your go-to song when you were upset?
Oh, it depends why I was upset.
You were upset because I don't know. Fucking, you caught your high school boyfriend kissing somebody.
Toni Braxton, "Unbreak My Heart."
Ooh. Good song.
What about you? You.
She's like, I had no feelings, so that never happened.
I never had a Valentine, so I never had.
No, you never used the song to cure your emotions or anything. It's all good.
So, what was Bree's song? Good. Did she have a song?
What was Bree's song?
No, I told him he shouldn't have let me nap before this. I'm like.
She literally woke up like 5 minutes before we started recording, and that's kind of my fault because. When she usually falls asleep, that's my time to do what I want to do in the house. So I just go around. I'm fucking gallivanting on.
He left me on the couch. I woke myself up at like 9:52.
Mm. Yeah.
Kudos to you. I would have slept through.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was like this close just to like telling her, you know, we'll catch you on the next go around. But I knew Marty was going to be.
I would have been all the way mad.
You would have never gotten her back. You would have never gotten her back at that point.
Forget it.
No, man. Nah, she would have never forgave me. Kind of like last week in the episode where she woke, where I woke up and she found that picture that my boy sent last week. Bro, bro. Yo, Ben, when you listening to this, man, yo, you almost caused a...
Ben, you're not allowed in this house. Because yeah, I woke you, up early in the morning and unlocked his phone because I was going to make sure the alarm was off or something like that. And I unlocked the phone and that's the picture that was up. And I was like, who is this? So you fell asleep looking at this picture of woman that's not me.
Whoa. Let's clear that up. I did not fall asleep looking at a picture of another woman. I showed Fred the picture and fell asleep afterwards.
That's what I'm talking about. He fell asleep singing Donka Shay.
Yeah, listen. I was fucked up, man. But Ben, don't be sending me no pictures, man, and I know people I used to have a crush on in elementary school, bro.
Ben, you're dead to me.
And if you do send it, you got to remind me to delete some shits after you send it, bro. Come on, man. You're supposed to be looking out. Bastard. But anyway.
Disrespect.
You know. Listen. Anyway. So, now that we're talking about relationships, let's bring up a question that was brought up by the gentleman that was just mentioned.
He who
shall not be. In a relationship. You're in a relationship, right? You get cheated on, but the person that cheats on you, right? You guys made up, you forgave them, right? But the person that cheated on you with needs to maintain a relationship with the person that they cheated with.
Why?
They're a coworker. They are a close family friend. They're a neighbor.
They have a child with them.
They have a child with them.
I'm just saying that's the only circumstance that I see that you have to maintain a relationship with somebody that you cheated on your person with.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
I'm gonna put the ball in your court first, Fred. Is this gonna work out?
I would say what Marty said. Yeah.
What did I say?
The only way it's going to work is if there's a child involved. If not...
You're full of shit. You mean to tell me I cheat on you, right? I get knocked up and a kid's involved. You're going to stay with me while we have a relationship because we have a kid?
You know what? Isn't this a sports podcast? Shouldn't we be talking sports? I don't know. Yeah, I just... I don't know.
But what if it was another scenario? What if they already had a kid together, you guys get together, and then all of a sudden the woman has an affair with her baby daddy?
Gone.
Yeah, that's gone. Come on. Obviously you got some shit that you still need to clear
up. It's not done yet, clearly.
There's some down real quick.
Listen, I don't know. That's and as a man, especially, that shit is just too much to fucking deal with.
I think it's like double sided though. When it's a woman that cheats, people are like,
I would agree with that.
Of course, and that's how it's supposed to be.
And if it's a man that cheats and you stay or you leave, like you're shamed regardless.
You're right. Made out to be the bad guy.
Because he's a man, it's expected. Like a woman, mm-hmm. like it's more is expected of a woman, which I think is bullshit. Yeah,
but you know what? I have a saying that I've known for some time that kind of correlates to what you just said, Marty, right? And I know I'm like 3 or 4 shots in, so I'm going to try to recite it the best I can, right? For a man who can open a door with any key is a key master. But what use is a lock that can be opened with any key?
Right.
The hot dog down a hallway scenario.
What?
Sorry. Red guy.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Hot dog down any.
A hot dog in a hallway?
I'll explain later, babe.
I don't. Are you talking about loose vagina?
Yes! Oh.
It took him a second. He had to put it together.
Listen, I don't think loose vagina is fun for anybody, for either party.
I mean, you ain't wrong.
Oh, shit. But so, listen. For any party,
right? You sound like you're talking from experience.
I'm not talking from experience.
So I just wanted to know.
It's not fun for any party.
But you said it like, been there.
No. I did not say that. Play the tape back.
I'm just saying.
Hit the 10-second rewind. I did not say
that's
that.
That's fine. Anyway, bro, I've heard of that saying, though, Elijah. That a lock that opens, or a key that opens many locks is a master key. And a lock that can be opened with any key is just a shitty lock.
There you go.
I don't agree with it, but yes, I've heard it.
Right. And listen, we didn't make the rules.
Right.
We didn't make the rules. We just playing the game. Now I'm not saying that I'm promoting anybody fucking going out there and you know,
opening many locks.
Opening up locks and you got a lock of your own at home. I'm not co-signing that. I'm not promoting that by any chance, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, you being righteous. Now, don't get me wrong. I think every dog has its day. I don't know what the fuck that means in this scenario.
I was gonna.
Bree's face was hilarious.
What is our next question that we have brought to us by the OTBS Mafia.
Next question was, what is a very personal question, or any question for that matter, that you think that you should ask someone prior to you guys getting into a relationship? And the first answer or response that I got was to ask somebody if they had any STDs. Prior to you guys looking up, which not for nothing is a pretty legitimate question, mm-hmm. I think that's a fair thing to bring up prior to you getting into a relationship.
Now that's a fair question, E.
The only question, I'm gonna have a sub question to this question. Fuck you, bro. Listen, she should have asked. She didn't ask. She should have fucking asked.
I'm saying you should have asked.
I should. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see? Recall back to episode 2.
Jeez.
Listen. You're talking about something that was cleared up far, far before the relationship between me and Bree got stuck. Listen, man. And that shit is not fun, okay? When you're at the pediatrician and you're getting that talk from your doctor, like,
this could have been something life-changing.
Yeah, it could have been something life-changing. You're lucky that I'm going to give you these two Tic Tac pills, and that should have been gone in 24 hours. But, you know, I'm not going to keep bringing this damn topic up, okay? That was ancient history.
I mean, Fred's right? The one that brought it up, if we're being clear.
Yeah, it is what it is. But is that something important that you think is needs a need-to-know information?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes.
Yes. I 100% think it is a need to know question. Like, if you're about to go out with Magic Johnson and he doesn't tell you that he's got AIDS, like there's an issue there, right? Like that's a legitimate gripe that you're gonna have and you're gonna live with. Like that's something that needs to be said.
Okay, I got one more question, and this just popped up into my head. Let's say you got somebody who's transitioning, right? You're shaking your head already. You got somebody that's transitioning. Should you tell the dude that you're on a date with that, yo, listen, Before we go any further, I got a dick.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's sad because sometimes they don't.
It is sad because sometimes they don't.
Oh, I didn't want you to reject me. But you're changing my whole sexuality at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm going to be messed up. Are we going, you know, to fool around? I put my hand in your pants and I find out. I'm like,
What if they're afraid? What if they're afraid to come out?
Then don't date.
I think that's, to Bree's point, I think that's an assumption of risk that you're taking. You know what I mean? Like, if obviously, like, transitioning, it depends. You can meet people that are open and accepting, and you meet people that are not, and, like, you know, maybe aggressive, maybe violent. Like, you never know how it's going to go. And in that respect, I empathize with them a lot because that has to be hard. I mean, dating period's hard, but to throw that into the mix has to be difficult. But it's an assumption of risk. Like, you know where you are in your transition. And I think if you could put yourself on the other person's end, like, I would want to know straight from the gate and let me decide. Like, don't date me. Don't, like, make me fall for you, make me have feelings for you, and then, like, bamboozle me with it. You know, I don't want to be blindsided by something like that. I think the onus is on the person who's transitioning. Like, nobody likes being rejected. Like, you're not special for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a good enough excuse. I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, fear of rejection isn't a good enough excuse.
This kind of goes to that first question about trusting in relationships and stuff like that, because nowadays that's a part of trusting the relationship. You're trusting that who you're dating is who they say they are.
Right.
Right.
That's another, like, now problem.
Right.
Yeah, you're looking for Caitlin and you're getting Bruce. Like, that's not what you're out for. Yeah.
Now let me ask y'all another question. This might be going a little bit off the deep end here. Now, we've seen the stories of those situations going completely, completely left, right? I'm talking about, listen, they got fucking naked, like they were about to get into it, and then it comes out, and then that person winds up, you know, unfortunately, they wind up losing their life. Do you think that's murder worthy?
I think for sure it's a crime of passion.
It's an ass whooping worthy. I'd say that. Like, you're going to catch an ass whooping. And not like the good kind. Like, you're going to catch hands.
You think it's justified?
I'm going to throw it out to you. You're throwing out all these questions and you're skating by without any questions. You're out on a date. 17-year-old Big E Mafia. Out there in his Bills jersey, hanging out on the block with a quart of water in hand.
Get to the point.
And
chips.
Chips, some Funyuns maybe, a chopped cheese, whatever. You know, you're out. You're on a date. Come back. Some candles, some Boyz II Men, Jodeci, whatever. You know, whatever you got.
You are creating a whole scenario.
I'm laying it all out, a little massage. And
are you kissing on me?
The lights go out. You reach down, and there's a lot more tools in the toolbox than you would expect. What are you doing?
I got to cut you. I got to cut you, motherfucker. I got to cut you, and I might take that shit with me. Whatever I grab, it might be coming with me, and I might take it to the police station, my goddamn self, because that's a violation. So let me ask you a question, right? Is there a difference between that and dudes that lie to get pussy?
Yeah.
What kind of lie?
Yeah. What kind of lie?
He doesn't live with his mom. Are we talking about he's like much older than he's saying?
I don't know. I don't know. Have you guys ever felt like, have you ever fallen for a lie and gave a dude some ass and didn't find out? You ain't got no money, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's right here.
Avery said, yeah, I married him.
Nailed it.
I'm sorry. That was not funny.
No.
It was hilarious.
I had money when we got together. You just didn't know where it was at. And you still don't know where it was at.
We still looking for it.
Any goddamn way. But I'm just saying, you know, because you know dudes, they out there, they make up a whole bunch of stories. They out there, you know, playing the game to get ass. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting it on the same level as you being a whole different person and possibly changing the sexual orientation of somebody. But I don't know. Is it okay to lie to get sex?
Personally, I will feel like it's not okay, but if it works.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay. If you're gullible and you fall for it, then.
Like, if I go to Vegas and I'm in a nightclub and I'm wearing a fucking Giants jersey and a chick just happens to believe that I play for the Giants,
then bitch,
you kind of deserve what you got.
I mean, right? Does she overtly ask you, do you play for the Giants? Or does she just walk up assuming, like, oh, Michael Strahan, you so fine. I need to know.
You gonna throw out Michael Strahan?
I don't know. That was the only Giants player. He played on the Giants, right? That was the only Giants player that came to mind.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Lawrence Taylor. Oh, hey.
She's I'm going to be honest. Up, if a chick walked up to me and thought I was Michael Strahan.
She's dumb as.
But I mean, that's my point. Are you saying that you're a real Giants player, or is that person just assuming that you are, and you don't necessarily correct them?
Yeah.
She's calling him Michael all night.
Yeah, she's calling me Michael. I think you kind of just go with the flow. Like now, if somebody walked up to me and was like, "Oh my God, are you Beetlejuice from Howard Stern?" Then maybe I'd be like, "All right,
fuck you, bitch."
Yeah, fucking get the fuck away from me, dumb hoe. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I don't know, but like, if she's like a little drunk, like overly drunk, and she thinks I'm somebody else, I'ma still smash. I'ma still take it home and smash.
Wow, you're that guy.
You're Barney Stinson.
Do you have a plan? You're a creep.
How's that? Like, time out.
They
listen.
Make songs about you.
No, that's not my fault. You need to blame her friends.
Creep.
Because I don't know any girl that goes out to a nightclub or a bar by herself. Am I right or wrong?
The dirty ones do.
The dirty ones do. And there you go.
There you go.
And there you go.
Then she deserved it.
And she deserves every lie that gets told to her and picture that gets passed of her and videos on Pornhub and all. No, let me stop this.
That is a master
key. Not record or film anybody without their consent. That is a crime, and you will go to jail.
It's true.
Just want to put that out there, right? I don't want to act like I'm sitting here consenting to fucking illegalities.
We would never.
No.
Especially not with Marty. Marty will make sure your ass is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
I would really be conflicted about it, though. It would really pain me.
Listen.
Let's think about this.
Let's just have a second.
Listen, it's a struggle, guys. I try to do the right thing at all times, but sometimes, like, it's hard.
Internet is so crazy. Yo, you're going to be doing a lot of editing on this episode, bro, because this internet is fucked up right now. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So, I think the last... Did you have any more questions from your post?
Not anymore on that one.
I just have one last question. Could you stay with somebody who had badass kids?
I can't even be friends with people that got badass kids.
Define bad.
Disrespectful to their parents, who don't listen to their parents, who they're the boss. They run the show. Mm. They tell, like, those shut up mom kids. We cannot.
Nah, we can't be friends.
I stand by that.
It's real simple.
I really do.
We can't be friends at that point.
So no relationship.
We each got.
Absolutely not.
The four of us all have kids. Not together, but.
Thanks for clearing that up.
You know what? I'm just.
Yes, thank you for cleaning that up.
I just had to, clear that up. But we're around sports for our kids and. We're around other kids. We coach. So we see those kids. I make it a point to tell my youngest, hey, stay away from that kid. All right? We ain't hanging out with them. And if you think you're going to act like that, come and find out.
Yeah, it's going to be a different story. So now, look, right? I'm going to put you guys in the hot seat right now. Now, Fred, you meet Maddie, you know within like 3 weeks, I fucking love this woman. Like, I really love her, right? And she's like, listen, I got a son.
You're just stating our relationship.
That's
right
basically
now.
How it went down.
Right? That's how it went.
Yes. Yes. Right? Right? And she's like, listen, I need to know that we're really serious before I introduce you to my son. But you are like in love with her. Like, you're like, all right, cool. Few months go by. I'm going to say 4 or 5 months go by. And you already know that you want to propose to her. Cool, right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. She goes, listen, I want you to meet my son. And she brought you home. And you open the door. And she goes, I'd like to introduce you to Fred. He's my boyfriend. And right over the son goes, who the fuck is this nigga? Who is this nigga here? Who the fuck is this dude? I want to know right now. What's your next move?
That's a whole tough spot. I don't even know how I would react. I'd be like a deer in headlights. I'd be like, what? Huh?
In fairness, though, when Fred first came to my house to pick me up for a date, Kai answered the door. And he slammed the door in Fred's face.
Mom, your friend's here. Bam. Shut the door right in my face.
I mean, that's warranted, though.
Right. Understandable. Okay. He would.
But I mean.
You would not stay. No way.
I don't know, but he loves you.
Can't love me that much. I wouldn't stay if he had a badass kid.
I think it would depend on her reaction, too.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, if she didn't correct him. Like, if you don't correct him, you're just like, oh, Bobby, it's okay.
Right.
No, I'm out of here. I'm not winning this argument or this battle.
I mean, listen, what if it's like a gradual thing, though? What if it's like that immediate disrespect isn't there? So what if instead he opened the door and as opposed to slamming the door in his face, he giving him one of them fucking those Snoop Dogg from Baby Boy looks. Like, he looks at him like,
he's like,
like, yeah, like he looking him up and down like, hey, fuck your little fork. Like, kind of, hey, fuck your punk ass daddy. Like, one of those kind of things. And it looks like over time, it's like the disrespect keeps like getting gradual. Bro, do you think you're sticking around?
As much as I'd want to, I don't think I would. Hey, badass kids. That's a tough thing to get around. Like, in any relationship, friends, relationships, peer adult relationships, like that's coach to kid relationship. That's tough, man. It's tough on all levels. Like you and I both know from being on the field. We know them badass kids, and some of them you can coach up, and some of them they will just.
See, I don't even think it's badass kids, though. I think it's badass parents. Like, kids aren't inherently bad. They get away with what you let them get away with. And if you create an environment where they think they run stuff or like their tantrums are effective or whatever, they can lash out and you just deal with it, then that doesn't really mean that the kid's bad. That means you kind of suck. Like you need to put your foot down.
As a parent.
I agree. But I think overall, what we're learning here on our post Valentine's Day show, love does not conquer all.
It does not.
You could love from a distance. That's for real.
Hey, listen. I know one thing. If I met Bree and she has some badass kids, I'm going to just have to let her know, first and foremost. I'm like, yo, listen, either one or two things are going to happen. Either we're going to stay together and I'm going to be whipping your kids' ass, or me and you just not going to be together. Because it's not going to be both. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your fucking kid out there threatening my life, then yeah, we're gonna have an issue. You know, but I don't know.
Makes it difficult for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just thank God that we don't none of the four of us have any badass kids.
We don't got that problem.
Thank God.
We got that problem. Cause yo, listen, our kids got the speech before we started recording. You notice how you don't hear a fucking sound coming from any, not even the dog, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta listen. I feel like your kids gotta fear you before you guys are friends. Like that's
right.
That's always that's how it is. I feel sorry for those parents that just feel like, listen, we gotta be friends with our kids, and all right, let's see how that work out.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta know. Like, yeah, we can be cool, but at a moment's notice, I'm going to yoke you up and I'm going to beat your ass if it has to come to it. Like, that's just how it has to be. Like, that fear of God has to be in them for them to, like, not so much to respect you, but to have that relationship. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel like that has to be there.
It does. Because like even now, like, you know, Mason has been doing the kickboxing thing for like, what, 2 or 3 years now? And he has his little moments where he thinks like, because he's been taking the class, like he can do something to me. But at the end where I'm like, all right, this is not happening. And I have to severely put him in a move that hurts him. And you can see the shock in his face where he's like, my dad is going to hurt me. Like, they have to know that they're never going to overpower you. Like, Marty, even now, I know, like, Kai has to know, like, my mom will kill me at any second.
He's very well aware.
Mm-hmm.
He's very well aware.
Yep.
And I always thought, like, I mean, my son now is 6'1", 6'2", 6'2". You know, like, he's not little. I look up to him now. And I'm like, we might scrap. And you may win, but you will know that you've been in a fight. So if you ever want to cross that line, you could try me. I've had a wish factor for years.
Hey, and as they get older, they get stronger. So trust me, like, play wrestling, you got to go with the dirty tricks because they're getting strong. I've been there.
Oh, listen.
I've been in a rear naked choke, starting to get choked out because I taught him that. And I'm like, shit. This is
the day.
This is deep, and I ain't going out like no punk. I will fight dirty. I will try to pressure point you. I will punch you in the nuts.
For so many reasons right now.
Hey, I ain't going out like no punk. This is still my house.
I feel like, though, with fathers and sons, there's always, like, a culmination. Because, like, that whole, like, testing thing, that doesn't go away. Like, it's like two lions, right? Like, they'll test the alpha to see if they can.
No, because let me tell you something.
But that's how you see.
Did you never try your dad? You never tried it. You never tried your dad. Not never.
No.
That's impressive.
No. But I also think that was like just that like kind of like respect thing. I mean, now of course I'm. You know,
You're like, now I could take him.
Now,
obviously. Yeah. But like,
it's not even a competition. Like,
let me just.
Have you seen his dad? People think y'all brothers.
Yeah, no, you guys do look like brothers.
Yeah.
So I think your dad, you know, gives you a good run for your money. So.
Oh, don't get me wrong, because my father works with his hands every day. So he's still.
Yeah, that's why.
Moving furniture by himself while these like 20, 30 year old guys were like two guys to one dresser. And he was like, I got this. Whoa, on the truck. So don't doubt him.
So you're doubting him.
So wait, Bree, you're saying E always knew who the alpha was. Like there was never a. he always knew.
But you know what, Elijah? I don't think that's a reason to be like, oh, haha. Your dad is a great dad to you for you to respect that boundary. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, that, and I heard one too many stories about how my father used to be. So I just never, there was no need to, oh, okay, I know that's over there, so I'm good.
You scared straight.
Yeah.
You didn't even need to find out.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I mean, now listen, you know, not that anything would happen like that now, but as far as Mason goes, and I will.
What was that?
That was the, now he doesn't need to worry about it because he's got.
Yeah,
clearly went over somebody's head. Just.
I'll say this, but being that Elijah works a lot, I am constantly having that issue with Mason, and I'm constantly having to check him and remind him, just because I'm your mom, I will still wreck you. Daddy doesn't have to be home. I can check you by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Avery every now and then. Mason is more so like the...
Our boys know in this house. You can play fight with dad. Dad'll entertain it. We'll be boys. You don't play like that with mom. Mom will throw hands.
I'm a bad sport.
Mom will throw hands.
I don't like that.
Like,
I punched my youngest on reflex. Like, really hard. I punched him in his arm. He said, "Mommy, you have to be gentle with me."
Who said?
He was like 4 or 5. Yeah. And he was like jumping on me, and I told him I didn't like that. I'm like, stop jumping on me. I think he ended up like punching me in the boob or something, like, but full on. You know, when they're little, they don't really know their strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he clocked me. I wasn't expecting it. That shit hurt. And I swung, and I couldn't even stop myself if I wanted to. Like, it was all reflex. And he just looked at me like shocked. I was like, I told you I don't like playing like this. When people tell you things, you need to listen, because this is what happens.
Kids don't listen.
They don't. But then they're going to get hit.
And he looked at me like,
you're not going to do anything?
You're gonna help me out?
You let
help
this happen?
Me. I was like, nah, bro. You're on your own.
First and last.
I've been there.
Oh, man.
You're on your own.
Ooh. What about play fighting as a couple?
No. No.
All right, so I got a story. I had a story on that one. All right? So, one time, the cute couple thing. You know, you're playing around.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's go.
Right? So, I had both of her hands pinned like this, right? Holding them. And she's trying to fight them back. And, you know, you feel the tension on one hand, and she's pulling it, like trying, and I'm holding it. So, I let it go. Right? And she punched herself in her face. And so...
Pause. Hold on. Not only did I punch myself, he made me punch myself. He made me bleed my own blood. But I had the...
Nobody makes me punch my own blood.
I had the fattest lump. You know how when you bump your lip, like it swells? I was so angry. I was so angry. Proceed.
And so I, right? So I'm like, hey, I'm holding her hands down. I'm like, I'm going to let you up. But you can't. She's like, get off me. I'm gonna fuck you up right now. And mind you, this is, we weren't in our house. We were in a smaller apartment. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna let you go, but you can't swing on me. She's like, let me go because I'm gonna fuck you up right now. So I let her go and I try to run, right? And the way our apartment was set up, it was a small little hallway, the kitchen and the living room and the two bedrooms. So I ran out of the bedroom and I tried to make that turn towards the kitchen and I got stuck at the front door. And there's walls all around me. And she came with a George St. Pierre Anderson Silva flying knee and caught me square in the chest. And I'm like, no, help me, Jesus. Help me, Allah. Help
me, Tom Cruise.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Jewish God. Please help me. I was out, man. Yep. We haven't played like that really since.
That was the end of it.
Yeah, that was
the last time.
No, we can't do that because first of all, like when we
saw. I have a chipped tooth, just saying.
I didn't give you no chipped tooth.
I had a chipped tooth because of you.
I don't, it ain't because of me.
And it was one of those same things. I hit myself, pulling my hand away. Chipped tooth.
You want to know why I can't play around with her too much? It's not our
fault that they hit themselves.
Shut up. Just shut up.
We're in the clear.
Because you know why? Because their level of playing around doesn't meet our level of playing around. So, like, when she does get into her moods, where she's like, she wants to, you know, do the silly shit, I have to be the one that's like, we got to stop before you start crying. Because that's how it always ends up. It always results in her crying. I'm going to tell you what happened just a few months ago with us playing around.
We weren't playing. You talking about the back slap?
What back slap?
Elijah smacked me in the back with a towel, and I was drying myself out the shower, just standing in the room dry. He slapped me in my back, and it just got me right in the spine where my epidural was, and it hurt.
You see?
And I just was in tears because I was not expecting that.
First of all, it wasn't hurt. You see how she's like she's announcing it? A back slap. Like, you would think I would fucking bob backwards. Right, that's what it sounds like.
No, she said it clearly. A back slap with a towel. I envisioned exactly how that went down, and you asshole for that.
The tip of the towel, like that.
I did what we used to do at school. I rolled up the towel, and I did one of these, and the shit barely touched her.
It hit me.
Bro, let me tell you something. You would have thought I stabbed her in the back with a fucking butcher
knife. So time out, but do you realize that with those towels, like, the less that hits you, the more it hurts? If you were to hit her with the whole towel, she probably wouldn't have cared. It's the fact that you hit her with the corner of it. This is like your allergies all over again. You're full of shit, okay?
Yes.
That's just the bottom line. You dance around stuff a lot.
I was wet and minding my business, so it was part of shock and pain.
Pause that.
Yeah.
She said wet and minding my business.
Our private conversation.
It's a family show.
Yeah. That's between me and you, all right?
Well, not that day.
Yeah, because you were crying. That sounds like a fucking episode of SVU. Like, she's fucking laying there naked and crying on the floor.
Just naked and afraid for real. That's horrible.
Kids were concerned. Like, Mom, what did you do to Mommy? I'm like, I didn't do anything to Mommy.
You hit me.
So you're a predator. That's what it is.
Along with a creep.
Exactly. And could you imagine the phone call from the neighbors to the police? Yeah, our black neighbor. Yes, ma'am. 911 operator. Yes, our neighbor is over there. He's beating his wife. She's in there crying. We hear him. Yeah, can you describe him? Yeah, this big black gorilla over there. We always knew that this would happen. We had you guys on just speed dial.
I never trusted him from the beginning.
You know how much cakes I brought over there? I left her notes in the pies talking about call me if you need help. And she is not white. She's Puerto Rican, goddammit. She's, all right? She's not one of yours.
She's one of ours. She's one of ours. That's where she is.
I mean, she don't speak that much Spanish, but.
Oh, Elijah.
The same. Still,
so wait. Why is that? Why is her ability to speak Spanish indicative of her Puerto Ricanness?
Mind you, this is what I do at work all day. Just saying.
We're gonna get into this now.
I just was wondering, because like a lot of times, like I know with Spanish people who don't speak Spanish, they're sort of like shunned by the Spanish community. So I was just wondering why you think that her lack of Spanish speaking.
I don't think it's the Spanish people that don't speak Spanish. I think it's the Puerto Ricans in New York City.
That was.
That's the most that I hear. Like a lot of Puerto Ricans that I know in New York City don't speak the Spanish that like the Dominicans that know Spanish come in. Like they don't.
The Dominicans that come here, you just said that. So they're coming straight from DR.
They're fresh off the boat or the plane.
There's a difference.
Listen, what do you want me to do? I don't know how to
mind
speak
your business.
Spanish.
Don't judge.
Imagine me coming from England and not knowing how to speak English. Wouldn't you be like, what kind of English person are you?
Did I come from Puerto Rico or was I born in New York?
Same difference. You're in Spanish Harlem.
I feel like that doesn't correlate though, bro. Like if you...
They speak English in England.
Yeah, I was...
So the odds of an English person not speaking English... Wow, you're off your game tonight, dude.
Yeah, bro. Don't let me drink this fucking 1800 no more.
You should slow down.
Please.
I feel like it's one of those things like...
As he goes.
You heard of that, you know, it's... I think it's yoging or jogging where you run for an extended period of time.
You mean jogging?
The J is silent.
The J is silent.
I don't know what's happening.
He is done.
No, I'm not done. I'm way better now than I was at this point last week.
Yes, last week was. Last week was a great show. But
last week was.
We are an hour and a half in. It is that time for Biggie Mafia's wise words of the week before we wrap it up. This lovely First Ladies of OTBS episode.
As I just downed my sixth shot of 1800 coconut tequila, you know, I'm gonna keep it simple, man. I know Valentine's Day just passed, and if you didn't have a Valentine's and you don't have anybody out there to show some love to, I don't know, maybe this time next year you will. But this message goes out to the people who do have somebody in their lives, and either you guys just started a relationship or maybe you guys have been together for a long period of time. But either way, communicate with each other, because that is the key to a successful relationship. The moment that you cease communication is going to be the beginning of the downfall of the two of you together. I promise you that. I feel like 95% of the things that you guys go through, you can get through just by talking with each other. And don't get me wrong, I feel like arguments are going to happen. You guys are going to get upset with each other. I mean, shit, March will make 14 years that we've been together. And we argue quite often.
No, we don't.
You know, we argue enough. And don't get me wrong, we go through our moments where we're like, man, fuck you. I'm not talking to you. I don't like you. And I hate your fucking face.
More me than him.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, first of all, who would want to argue with me? I'm such a great person to be around. Obviously. All the time.
Obviously.
Right? Thank you. You know, who the fuck would be upset with me? But be that as it may, talk. Please talk with each other and get through whatever it is that you're getting through, no matter what it is, whether it's financial issues, whether it's infidelity issues, whether it's fertility issues, I don't know. Whatever it is, just talk. Just talk about it, be about it, love each other. And that's what I got, bro. That's what I got today.
And with that being said, we want to say thank you very much to the First Ladies for being on the show this week. We will have to make this a yearly thing. Hopefully next Valentine's Day we can get you guys back.
Get out of here.
Put your hair down.
No, I'm good.
Show them all the hair you got.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yanking on that.
like, subscribe, comment, follow us, The Sports Frenzy Pod on Twitter, The Sports Frenzy Podcast on Facebook, Instagram,
and YouTube. Give me a kiss in front of all the people.
We thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week. Peace.